This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
So first of all, why are the FBI and CISA saying this?
Well, apparently there is a notable cyber attack going on that has affected a lot of the telecommunications networks in our country. That includes people like AT&T. And the truth of it is that they are warning and they're saying, look, it's possible that these hackers have gotten access to some information. And honestly, a lot of people are aware nowadays. They send personal information over text message. They send personal photos over text message. Sometimes they get bank passwords sent to them over text message. And if it's not encrypted, which most of these are not, it's potentially dangerous that the hackers get a hold of. So the government is trying to warn us, hey, you know, this is not a time for that type of information to possibly be floating around in the open.
And why do they call this an unprecedented cyber attack? It seems like it's got a wider scope than, you know, usually they're trying to get to a company's secrets or an elected official's, you know, communications. But the scope of this seems new.
Yeah, increasingly, we are seeing that hackers are not just going after individual companies like Sony, for example, like they did in the past, or even you remember that the pipeline at one point that was attacked. We've seen all sorts of stuff like that. But now we're starting to see that some hackers are going after really what's called infrastructure, right? Stuff like power plants, water plants, and telecommunications networks. And part of this is to just cause disruption, right? The more that they can cause disruption, the less that various countries, for example, can put energy toward doing other stuff around the world. Additionally, if they're trying to kind of ransom money out of people by hacking into some of these networks, they might be able to convince a government or state or local government to pay a ransom. But it's increasingly worrisome because it impacts us on our everyday lives, right? It's no longer just about whether or not, oh, you know, Facebook isn't working right now. This is stuff like, is my cell phone working? And can I trust that the information I'm sending to a friend is private? And that's really worrisome.
Yeah, and it seems like that these are not necessarily, people may think, oh, someone's in my phone. But this is accessing it, I don't want to oversimplify and say at the tower, but basically it is at that AT&T Verizon service provider provider level, there's nothing really you can do on your phone besides, you know, bring in these encryption tunnels.
Well, and that's the thing is, fortunately, over the last decade or so, a lot of tech companies and messaging apps have moved to what's called encrypted messaging, right? Where they basically jumble all of the messages with a passcode that only your phones know and are not be able to be read by anybody else. So Apple's iMessage, which is built into all the iPhones, iPads, and Mac computers, is an example of that, right? The blue bubble. Same thing with WhatsApp, same thing with Signal. A bunch of them now are doing this. So as long as you're using encrypted messaging, you're likely, at least right now, safe. But it's a reminder that increasingly, you know, hackers are kind of in the background all the time, waiting for us to leak our own information or possibly accidentally share information that we didn't intend to. And it's frustrating because it makes it feel like you can't make any mistakes in the modern day age.
Yeah. And so back to the average person who's thinking I'm using SMS texting on my Android to ask, you know, a family member, what time is dinner tonight, or a friend, what movie do you want to see this weekend? Do I need to be concerned about encrypting that? And what might China or another bad, you know, actor overseas, what might they even use my information and my communications for? So back to why the average person should be concerned about this and why everybody needs to be looking at encryption now.
Yeah, I mean, part of the reason that you should always be concerned is that it's not always about you, right? The truth of the matter is that, for example, foreign intelligence often is about who you know. And a lot of us don't know who we know, right? We might have friends who are secretly involved with the government or in highly important programs or important legal efforts or whatever else. And, you know, hackers might be trying to get to them through us. That is stuff that I've heard of many times. But the other thing also is that if hackers are able to get access to this information, let's say, you know, you are planning a night at the movie, they could use that to, for example, if they're able to get a copy of your voice using AI, which a lot of them now can with very little audio, they could call a family member and have it pretend that you've been kidnapped and convincingly try and convince a family member that you need to pay, they need to pay a ransom to get you safe. And, you know, you're in a movie for the next 2 hours and you're not answering your phone and they don't know that, but suddenly they think that you're unsafe. And that's part of why this stuff is really tough, is that hackers are able to do all sorts of stuff with this information. And it can impact you personally, right, where they steal your money, or it could impact you in a broader way, right, and damaging national defense, and you don't even know it.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So what the average person should do, you know, a lot of people have iMessage, for instance, on their iPhones. But I think a lot of these encryption apps like Signal are kind of professional grade, so to speak. And so what are the best products for the average person to use?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if you are tied to a messaging app already, you're in a good place, right? Almost all of them nowadays have encryption. You can always double check, but the usual suspects like WhatsApp and Signal, even Telegram, although there's questions around that sometimes, but a lot of them have encryption built in. So that is something that you can rely upon. The truth of it, though, is that if you are getting that green bubble on iPhone, right, or you are on an Android and you're messaging over the cellular networks, for the most part, those are not encrypted yet. So you definitely want to start using an app. And for a lot of us in the United States, that's annoying, right? In other countries, it's very normal because they used to charge you for text messages that went across country lines. And in Europe, that got really expensive. But here in the States, we never got used to that, right? So we were all texting. So it's really going to affect us more than anybody else, because a lot of other people have already switched to these messaging apps. And I have a lot of friends in the military who use WhatsApp, for example, and it's normal because they're overseas all the time, right? But they want to be able to communicate with home without having to pay extra money.
Well, Ian, thank you so much for explaining this in a way that's easy to understand, as you always do. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
CBS News tech contributor Ian Scheer with us on KMOX.